Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths, or make your paths straight. That's Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. And while that wasn't the text that we used on this past Sunday, I'm starting this midweek reminder that way because that's where we ended up. If you go to 1 Corinthians chapter 16, Sunday, we were talking about giving and taking up a collection to be given to others who are in need. And how that whole process of giving unto the Lord tithes, but then also taking up a collection to help people in need, that it puts you in a spot. Financially, it puts you in a spot where you cannot lean on your own resources or your own understanding of how it's going to work out because you have entrusted your resources that normally you would put your trust in, and you have given them over to the Lord. In essence, saying, God, I have trusted in these finances for my own welfare, and I am giving them over to you and asking you to take care of my situation. I'm trusting you, Lord, to take care of me. And so in that way, the whole process of tithing and giving, while often seen as negative and judgmental and difficult, can turn into this beautiful interaction with you and God, where you are giving and you are trusting Him to come through for you. And in that way, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 really does fit. Because then tithing is just one thing that God is using when we obey Him, that God can use to change and transform us. And according to Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, direct my paths with. He can make my path straight when I give it to Him and trust Him to direct me. And so, if that's the case, and obviously I believe that it is, then tithing is not the only thing that He uses that way. If He gives you other commands, honor your parents, then even if that might be difficult for you or might be challenging or testing at times, as you choose to honor your parents as best you can, then you are saying, God, I'm going to obey you and trust you with the results. But do not commit adultery. And some of you are tempted to commit adultery. And in our present culture, it's not even really seen as terribly wrong anymore. I don't know why that is, because it's destructive in nature and wrecks homes. But so many people don't look on adultery the way they used to. I think it's just normal. And there's even a TV show called, or it was a TV show called Wife Swap or Family Swap or some junk like that. It's publicized like it's just a thing. But if you trust God when He says, don't commit adultery, and I made you one man and one woman to be together for life, and it's not His desire that divorce happens. I know it does, but it's not His desire. And you try to press through in the difficult times of marriage and trust Him with the results, then He can do some amazing things in that marriage. But when we say, no, I'm going to take matters in my own hands and do it my way, God, and I'm not going to listen to your word, well, then you get your way. But you don't see God work. And so tithing and, you know, faithfulness to a marriage relationship and so many other things that are in Scripture, rather than this harsh, don't do this and you better do that, or make sure you do that, it's much more of an invitation by God. Even the Old Testament commandments are invitations by God to say, I have a way that is better for you, my child, that I love. I want you to trust me and walk in the way that I tell you. And then, leaning not on our own understanding, and all our ways acknowledging Him, right, trying to obey His word, then He gets this opportunity to direct our paths. It still blows my mind that God would be so patient and so kind and so loving and humble that He would give us the choice to listen to Him. But He does, because He wants you to enjoy the relationship. He's inviting you in. And so far from being harsh with commandments, although I know they can be difficult to listen to, they are invitations by your Heavenly Father to lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Him, so that then He can direct your paths. I hope you be encouraged. Stay in the Word. Follow His commands. glorify God. He's got a great plan for those that he loves. Have a great week. We'll see you next time.